Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We want to bless your holy name. We want to exalt you. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness and your kindness towards us. Thank you, Father, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf and all the victories that you have granted us. We are grateful, Lord. We bless you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you, Lord, for every soul that has been won into your kingdom. Thank you for your word that has gone forth, Father, Lord, that brought forth healing, deliverance, salvation. Father, we say glory be unto your holy name, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We commit today's broadcast into your hands, and we say, Lord, come and take control, take preeminence. And let your word go forth, Lord, and touch the heart of the people. Draw us closer to you and perform your wonders, your miracles in our lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be sharing with you what I titled, Hold On To His Word. Hold on to the word of God. My text is from the book of John chapter 1, John 1, reading from verse 1 to 5. See, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking about holding on to the word of God. You see, if you are looking at anything, you go to the Genesis, to the beginning of that situation. And here we are told that in the beginning was the word. So that means that the word of God was there in the beginning. And he goes on to say there that the word was with God and the word was God. So holding on to his word is the same thing as holding on to our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the same thing as holding on to the Almighty God. And the Almighty God will give you the grace to hold on to his word every day of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Why do you need to hold on to his word? Because the word of God is true. The book of Psalm 119, verse 89. You see, forever, O Lord, your word is settled. His word is forever settled. So if his word is settled, that storm in your life, holding on to his word will settle that storm in the mighty name of Jesus. So whatever storm that you are going through, I decree and declare that by the word of Jesus, by the word of the Lord, they are settled in the name of Jesus. The book of Isaiah chapter 40, Isaiah 40 verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. His word stands forever. It's not affected by season, it's not affected by situation, it's not affected by circumstance, it does not depreciate. The same today, yesterday, and forever. The word of God stands forever. So hold on for something that stands forever. It also tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 5, Matthew 5 verse 18, say, for I surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. That which the Lord have said concerning you shall be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. His promises will come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will by no means pass away. His word will by no means pass away. So hold on to the word of God. His word will not pass away. Also, the book of Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 14 says, therefore thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and these people wood, and it shall devour them. The word of God is a consuming fire. Every challenge of your life, just speak the word of God to them, and the fire of God will consume them in the mighty name of Jesus. Every obstacle that the enemy has brought into your way, I speak the word of God to them right now. Say, let them catch fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the word of God says, behold, I have made my word in your mouth fire, and these people would, and it shall devour them. And indeed, they shall be devoured in the mighty name of Jesus. The same book of Jeremiah 23:29, says, is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Every rock that is standing in your way, the word of God will break them into pieces in the name of Jesus. Because the word of God is an hammer, it will penetrate them in the name of Jesus. Every situation that is not of God, that is standing in your way, the Almighty God will hammer them into pieces. And you begin to make progress in life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every evil altar that has been erected concerning you, I release the word of God as an armor right now to break down the altar into pieces in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing about the word of God is that the word of God is forever living. It is living. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, reading from verse 12, he says, for the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of souls and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of heart. Praise the Lord. Say, the word of God is living. It never died. It never died. It's been there before you are born, before I am born, and it continues to be there after we have gone, if our Lord Jesus tarry. He said, it's powerful. It's powerful. There is no power greater than the word of God. Hold on to that word of God. He said, it's sharper than the two-edged sword. So you can use the word of God to pierce through. To pierce through whatever has been standing in your way. The word of God will pierce through there in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God is a discerner. It helps you to know what are the intent of people. The word of God reveals to you mystery, hidden mysteries. The word of God reveals to you. And so hold on to that word in the name of our Lord Jesus, and you see him performing his wonders in our lives. The Bible tells us in Psalm 33 verse 6, says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Wonderful. So the word of God creates. By the word of God, you can create your future. You can create your now. You can create your present. You can create your future by the word of God. Speak the word of God to that situation. Speak the word of God to that circumstance. And you begin to see a total turnaround in the name of our Lord Jesus. Because the word of God creates. The word of God is an healer. He seeth the world and he heals us of all our diseases. Whatever disease that you have, speak the word of God to them and begin to experience healing. The Almighty God will heal you. He will deliver you in the name of Jesus. Every form of affliction, every form of diseases shall be far away from you in the mighty name of Jesus. He will cleanse you of every deposit of the enemy. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, The book of 1 John chapter 2, reading from verse 5, says, "But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. For you to know that you are in him, you have to keep his word. And the love of God is perfected in you. You begin to operate in the love of God. I pray that God will grant you that grace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ." John 15 verse 7 says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." Oh, let the word of God abide in you. Let the word of God dwell in you. Does it appear as if you have been praying and there is no answer? Use the word of God to pray. When you use the word of God to pray, God is saying that, "Yes, I will grant you the desire of your heart." What is it that you desire? Bring it to the Lord with his word, in accordance with his word. His word is yea and amen. He will not allow his word to fall down. Whatever word that he says, it will not return to him void without fulfilling that which he sent to do. So, my dear brothers, my sisters, whenever you pray, pray with the word of God. If God answers prayer, he will answer you. When you pray according to his word, he will reveal unto you hidden mysteries. He tells us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 3, he says, "Call to me, and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." So use his word to pray. And as you pray, it will reveal hidden mysteries to you. Are you confused? Are you in the state of confusion? You don't know what to do. You don't know your left from your right. Why don't you cry unto him? Look for the word. Look for the relevant word concerning that situation in your life. And pray according to that word. And he will reveal unto you that which you do not know. Because Almighty God, he knows all things. Nothing whatsoever is hidden from this God that we are talking about. He tells us in Psalm 37 verse 1, say, "Delight yourself also in the law, and he give you the desire of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Brothers and sisters, commit your ways into his hand. Trust in him according to his word. Live according to the word of God. That which the Lord have said, live according to it. It tells us in Philippians 4:6, he said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." Let your request be made known to him. And as you do so, the Lord will answer you. Is a God that answers prayer. He won't turn his back to your prayers. Your prayers will not be an abomination. Anna cried unto the Lord, and the Lord answered her. The Lord will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. That situation that appears impossible, as you hold on to the word of God, the Lord God will turn it to possibility in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you afraid? The Lord will take away fear from you. He tells us in the book of Isaiah 41 verse 10, he said, fear not, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you today, fear not. He said, "For I am with you, the Lord is with you." He said, "Be not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So brothers and sisters, do not fear, put your trust in him, hold on to his word. Be not be dismayed, for he is your God, he is with you. He will strengthen you. Wherever you are weak, he will strengthen you. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand. But for him to do all this for you, you must know him. You must have a relationship with him. Do you know this Jesus I'm talking about? If you do not know him, this is a great opportunity. You cannot afford to miss it. So wherever you are, just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. Let them never go back to their vomit in the name of Jesus. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. He will perfect all that concerns you in the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with you in the morning. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. The Almighty God will surround you with His favor. His favor will speak for you. His favor will make way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be concerning you and your family in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.